We're gonna bring in those boxes and stack them up. We ain't taking them back with us.
Protesters streamed video of their event on Facebook. It showed the group crowded into the reception area of the company's office, leaving a stack of boxes they said contained more than 100,000 letters urging SA Exploration to give up its ANWR project. Organizers included the Sierra Club and Alaskan Bernadette Dementev, director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee. SA Exploration has applied for permission to conduct a seismic survey in the refuge this winter and next, using a fleet of tracked vehicles to thump the ground. The plan is to survey the entire so-called 1002 area, the coastal plain that Congress opened for leasing. Before the partial government shutdown, the company was in talks with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to resolve concerns about denning polar bears. The CEO told the Anchorage Daily News last month the shutdown was delaying their plans. The company did not respond to phone and email messages today. Despite the shutdown, the Bureau of Land Management is advancing a plan to hold the lease sale in the refuge this year.